Our pal Ted Kennedy made a press release yesterday decrying the Bush economy after Treasury Secretary John Snow said, well, you know, the economy doesn't benefit all Americans equally. People with better education do better in the economy. Well, it took Kennedy about 30 seconds to get a press release out. See, I told you the Bush economy is just for the rich. Blah, 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 blah. Now, I mean, this is pure propaganda from the senator from Massachusetts, but we expect that because the game that is being played is the class warfare game and victimology. Now, I mean, does it come to any shock? Does anybody, any of you out there shocked that a person who's better educated is going to do better in any economy unless it's run by Fidel Castro? Of course, if you're educated, you're going to do better in any economy. Now, what Kennedy wants is that he wants to take from the people who do well and take their money and assets and give it to people who don't do well. That's called income redistribution, hallmark of the left. It's quasi-socialism, but it's not labeled that here in America. What it's labeled is fairness, and that's what the tax the rich thing's all about. Take more of the wealthy assets and distribute it among those who don't have anything or don't have much. Now, in order to fail in this country, you've got to be one troubled individual. We have a 5% unemployment rate here. We have people from Haiti, from the Ukraine, from Mongolia, from Vietnam, who come over here with no skills, no education, no language, and they can make 40 grand. And they can buy a house, and they can have a life. Yet we have a permanent underclass that does not succeed. If you go to this permanent underclass and speak with them, and I have, there are three reasons really, why people can't make a living. All right? First reason, they are stupid, ill-educated, have never ever taken an interest in acquiring knowledge about anything. So these are the people who are so staggeringly dumb, you can't hire them. Uncharitable, yes. True, absolutely. Two, the addicted. These are the homeless people you see scarfing money from you. Okay? Addicted to whatever substance. Can't hold a job because they have to be in a constant state of intoxication. And three, those with mental problems that society doesn't know what to do. Okay? You can't put them in the mental facilities anymore. The ACLU gets them right out, but they're schizophrenic or bipolar or whatever, so they can't conduct themselves in the workplace. All of those things encompass all of our underclass. Because if you're a hard worker, if you become educated and you're honest, you'll make a living in this country. That's the beauty of the country. That's why we have millions of people trying to get in here. Millions of aliens trying to get across the border who don't have any education. They're coming from South Central America, Mexico. They'll do anything to get here. Why? Because they can make a living here. Got it? So the Kennedy stuff is just, it's just BS, all right, with all due respect to the senator.